Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Max 6 Workspace on the Conscious Capitalism Arizona headquarters in Tempe, Arizona, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I'm Karen Nowicki, and I am very excited about today's segment. We have a very full house. We even have a couple of special observers. But before I introduce our guests, we had kind of a weird thing with the headsets going on just now. If you cannot hear me through the headset, you're not going to impact anything by taking it off if you just want to listen as we normally would through the room. Otherwise, keep those headsets on. So with that, I'm very excited to introduce you to my friend and publisher of Green Living Magazine, Dori Morales. Welcome, Dori.
Thank you, Karen. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm very excited. This is neat. I think this is your second or third time on with us. I can't recall.
It is my second time.
Yes. So this time you brought friends, you brought pals, folks who are running in your circle, and we're get to find out how and why that is in just a few minutes as we tell the story about each of your businesses and organizations. Let's start with an introduction to Ryan Moores, Operations Director and Co-Founder of Green Light Solutions Foundation. Welcome, Ryan.
Hi, Karen. Thanks for having us.
Thrilled to have you. I'm looking forward to learning about you and your organization. Mm-hmm. And with you, Ryan, you brought Ashley Wiseman. She's an internal development intern with Green Light Solutions Foundation. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you.
Happy to have you. Yeah. And also a student, correct? Mm-hmm. And you are at the Sustainability School mm-hmm. at ASU.
Yep.
Masters. Is there a better name than Sustainability School? I'm sure there is.
School of Sustainability.
That sounds so much better. I knew there was a. I got something wrong there. Not yet close, but not quite there yet. And also in the studio with us, who brought me a present, and I love presents, especially tasty ones, Jason Higgins, owner of Jupiter Rings Buffalo Sauce. Welcome, Jason.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thrilled to have you all. Okay, so before we get into the meat of... Well, let's have Dori start. Dori's like, why are you picking on me? Dori, you are the one, well, and we have Dan, our pal Dan, to thank for pulling this segment together. But why this group? And then maybe it makes sense first to talk about Green Living Magazine and who you are as well. But I'd love to also hear how this group came to be and why it's so important that we're having this conversation today.
Okay. I would love to share that. We are all together today because we're all part of an amazing event that's coming up on Earth Day. So we want to celebrate Earth Day in Arizona, and it's our Simple Solutions Summit. And Green Light Solutions is actually going to be participating in an eco tank at the event, which will be April 22nd, and it's at the City of Phoenix Council Chamber building from 10 to 2, and their eco panel will be going on at 1. And then we also have Jason Higgins, who will be a vendor at our Upcycle Fashion Design Challenge on April 22nd as well.
Very good. Okay, great introduction to why everybody in the room is here. And tell us about Green Living Magazine. Let's start where the story needs to begin.
So Green Living is an eco-conscious lifestyle magazine centered around how you live, work, and play. And our vision is to leave the world a better place for future generations and how they live, work, and play.
And you bring so many different folks to that conversation, don't you, through your magazine, through your networking events, both community, families, individuals, and also businesses, organizations. You're really the hub, aren't you?
We are definitely the conduit for green business, lifestyle, and community.
Yeah. Yeah. Much to be proud of there. And remind me how long Green Living Magazine has been in existence.
September will be 9 years.
9 years. Oh, wow. That's amazing. And I know you've been working hard, fast, and furious, right? Just full press mode for those 9 years.
Definitely. But I can't do anything without my team and those special individuals like Dan and everybody else who has been a part of the Green Living team and family.
Very good. Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the Eco Tank Challenge. I don't know what that means.
So,
I mean, I have a hunch, but I'm going to pretend like I completely don't have a clue.
So, it is a green challenge. It's for any business that's in a startup and they want to raise awareness about their company. And we will have a panel of judges and they will have a 3-minute pitch that they can do. And but there are 6 contestants in the eco tank, and there will be a winner and a runner up, and they'll be able to pitch their story and whatever the judges decide. And then they'll win marketing in Green Living Magazine, their story to be told in Green Living Magazine, and then also business consulting from a business consultant and some entrepreneurship training.
What a great opportunity. So Greenlight Solutions Foundation, you guys are part of that. You're one of the contestants, if that's the right term.
We've applied. We hope we're going to be a contestant.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So
they are definitely a contestant.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. And do you know who the others are yet? Do you want to, Rory, can you share with us who the others are or no?
I can do that in a little bit.
Yeah. Perfect. And you don't have to as well. So what is that like for 3 minutes, a 3-minute pitch? Like, you've got to have your stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Short and sweet.
You ready, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
Good. So let's just have you follow up with that. Tell us about Greenlight Solutions Foundation.
Yeah. Well, first, thanks to Dory and Dan for inviting us. This is a great opportunity. Greenlight Solutions Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit that essentially connects university students with local businesses to collaborate on sustainability projects. Our mission is to educate and empower both students and business leaders to create positive social, environmental, and economic change through student-led projects. So that's us in essence. We started just as an idea at Arizona State University back in 2013. 5 students wanted to essentially get out of the classroom and start working in the real world and applying their theoretical sustainability knowledge in the real world and actually making solutions happen now rather than waiting until they graduate. Since those humble beginnings, we've engaged over 170 students at ASU with over 40 local businesses, which has accumulated to, I think, close to over 20,000 volunteer hours in the community. And it's been quite the journey. And we're excited about where we've come from and where we're going. So that's a brief intro about Greenlight.
Oh, that was a minute and a half. I'd like to hear from you for another minute and a half. No, just kidding. We will take the pressure off you and save that for the Eco Challenge. Ashley, what would you add to that from what you're doing and how you're involved?
Well, I pretty much help with kind of the future of Greenlight, working on curriculum, creating our Greenlight guidelines, which is our project process for students. So we're not just throwing out students into the real world, working with businesses without support and resources and training, professional training. So that's kind of my role.
Yeah, Ashley's being a little humble. She's one of our hardest workers and a very integral part of our team, and has actually applied to get a lot of different student grants and funding that's helped our projects progress a lot. So Ashley is much more than just an intern.
Yeah, and has it shaped where you're headed? You're going for your undergrad right now?
Master's degree.
Sorry, your master's. You so look
2
so,
weeks.
So young. 2 more weeks?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Almost.
Finals, is there a capstone project too, or a thesis, or what does that look like for you?
Yeah, I have a thesis project. In 2 weeks, it'll be finished up. So working with the Green Business Leader Program, the City of Phoenix Green Business Leader Program.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm taking Winslow & Partners, a local architecture and design firm, to get platinum certified. So that's,
okay.
That's the project.
So that's a great example of kind of this whole foundation connection, right? And how students will help show up in the world with these companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Essentially, Greenlight provides experiential learning opportunities to sort of provide a foundation for students to build their careers off of, to get them that real world experience so that when they do graduate or when they do have that internship, they're prepared. They have experience. They have that work under their belt that they can apply to their career, be a more effective and a more impactful sustainability professional.
What if somebody said to you, because I've heard this before, I had mentioned that my oldest was going to ASU and part of his study was sustainability and business. Do you ever hear people say that sustainability and, you know, kind of earth conscious awareness is dead and no one wants to hear about it anymore?
I never hear that.
I'm clearly running with the wrong circles. I don't hear.
Or maybe I'm just mute to it. I don't know. Well, deaf to it.
and we should be, right? I think that's my point. But I've heard that kind of when the the election finished and we've just shifted focus somewhat politically. I know some folks have said, like, sustainability, what is that? Is that, you know, not a viable degree anymore? Of course, we're all in the room going to say poo-poo to that. What are you hearing? If it's not that, what are you hearing from businesses and learning institutes as well as the government? This is something we all have to wrap our heart and brains around. And any one of you can speak to this kind of like, opposing conversation here.
I mean, I think more and more consumers and more employees care about the businesses that they're purchasing from. So I think we're actually in the midst of a green revolution.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Jason, I look forward to hearing about you and your company. You and your family are fairly new to Arizona, just about a year right now?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Tell us about your company and how did you get it started?
Jupiter Rings is a buffalo sauce company.
Buffalo sauce company.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's mainly used to put on wings and chicken, but I've developed some type of niche to where people use it as a hot sauce too and put it on absolutely anything. I have a 12-year-old girl back home in Kentucky that drinks it, so.
We'll have to have her on next time. We'll fly her out for that segment. So why would a buffalo sauce guy land in a conversation around sustainability with Green Living Magazine and Green Light Foundation?
Well, back in December of last year, I had a customer of mine. She was actually vegan, and she had came to me, and she was like, I want to try your sauce so bad. I've heard nothing but good things about it. And I was like, well, I'll make your own special bottle. So I went into my commercialized kitchen and did some research on how to take everything that's animal-derived and still kind of make the same type of flavor that I have with my original sauce. And I took her the bottle herself, and she was like, man, this is excellent. I'm putting it on everything. So what I did was I looked up my wife was pregnant at the time, so I had a whole lot of downtime to sit and relax with her a little bit. So I did some research on Google, and I was like, I didn't know the U.S. had almost 20 different all-vegan grocery stores, and they're all-vegan products. Wow. So what I did is I sent a sample to every last one of them. And like I said, this was in December, and by middle of January, they all was my customers. And then the biggest one is called Food Fight Grocery in Portland, Oregon. And he called and said, he said, buddy, you know what you have? And I said, no. He said, you know you've developed the world's only vegan buffalo sauce.
Really?
And I said, really? And I was like, no, I didn't know. He was like, buddy, get ready to get busy.
And you have been.
And I've been nonstop.
Now, do I remember reading you're a chef?
Yes, ma'am.
But also, prior to this, a business owner too? Have you had this entrepreneurial spirit about you, and have you owned other businesses?
No, I haven't. I actually just started out. I was a sous chef for an Italian restaurant for 6 years. And with me being a single father at that time, I didn't want to work late nights or early mornings anymore. So I decided to get into another field. And I was just working in a warehouse and doing project estimation. And it just kind of, I've always made the sauce on the side on like Sundays for like game day food and stuff for me and my son. And it just got to the point where I was like, man, the love from the company that I was working for was just lost. And I didn't know what to do at the time because I was working in the warehouse. I was delivering newspapers on the side, and I was cleaning up a pig farm for $20 and a pack of fresh eggs every week. So it was just draining. And I'm like, man, I just started reading a whole lot of different books, and I'm like, I'm really not working for myself. I want to do something that I can leave a legacy for my child, you know. And I ended up resigning from my job. Great company, ended up resigning from them. And I just had some rapport with some label companies and other things. And I had the culinary background as well. So I bottled the sauce. I took it to one store. The lady was like, where do you distribute it at? And I was like, I'm my own distributor. And she was like, well, this sauce is amazing. I want it on my shelves immediately. So after that, I took it kind of seriously and got married in the midst of that and ended up.
And had a baby.
And had a baby.
Right.
Well, not at that time. I didn't have a baby just yet. We were still in Kentucky. And my business had just, I had picked up my first 3 stores and making a name for myself. Ended up getting married. My wife's mother got sick. So we decided to make the move down to Phoenix. And I had only been to Phoenix one other time. And the first time we came down, she found the house. So I knew we was moving.
It had been decided.
Yeah, so
Jason's wife is here with us, just not on mic. So shout out to the beautiful wife.
So we ended up making the move right at the peak of both of our businesses starting to make a name for itself in our hometown. Mm-hmm. And we took a few months off to get settled in Phoenix. And then there was something in the water here because she got pregnant. So she had to take off from her business for a second. So she let me push mine a little bit harder. So I started doing like samplings at nutrition centers, like your EOS Fitnesses and your Power Nutrition's out here. They gave me a chance and let me set up a table and just let people try it. And I've been doing that, you know, and then that started, like other things started to come and people, and then restaurants started to pick it up. And then when the vegan sauce really took off, then that's when like everything, I started to see everything for what it really was. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I actually do have a pretty good product. So let me go ahead and start.
Humble man.
Yes, I'm definitely humble. I do not think, I'm better than anybody else or anything like that. Like, I'm very blessed to be in the situation that I am in now, you know, and I'm thankful for what Phoenix has brought to me because it's made my business like 10 times what it was back in Kentucky.
And it's just the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I may not be the only one who has questions for you. So the three of you can chime in and ask questions as well as we, for any of you, as we get to know each other. So Dory mentioned that you'll be a vendor at the event then?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And what made you think like, hey, this is going to be a great event for us?
Well, I had them meet me at one of the local restaurants called Low Key Piano Bar in Westgate. They're one of my customers. So they sell my sauce there, and I had them meet me there. And actually, he walked up to me and was like, are you Jason Higgins? And I'm like, no. And he turned around and looking around. He's like, man, that guy looks at me. So I walked up to the table, and I was like, man, I was just playing with you. I'm real silly anyway.
Pointing to Dan, who is I think, in addition to Dory, the reason why we're all here today. Mm-hmm. And I got to give a shout out to Dan, and then I'll let you finish your story. Dan was our intern, and he hosts his own two shows here at the studio. We're trying to see if there's room for that still now that Dory has him extremely busy. But Dan hosts Business Scorecard, a show about sports, pro sports mainly, and also for the love of music because he loves jazz music. And he's been absolutely a lifesaver to me the last 6 months when he was my intern. So like Ashley, with you and the companies that you're working with and the foundation, we love our interns, right? Mm-hmm. So you two connect. You're messing with my Dan, by the way, and pretending like you're not you. Thank God he spent 6 months with me because he really, you know, got to enhance his sense of humor with me. and so you guys met there and connected, and what happened?
I bought him some food, and I was like, come on, let's eat this chicken. And Dory's like, I'm vegan. I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm so sorry. But she ended up eating some french fries and stuff.
With the buffalo sauce on it? With the
I had the
sauce?
Buffalo sauce, and I love it. And my vegan son loves it as well. And I am a pescatarian. I still eat fish here and there.
Yeah, but not at this place, obviously.
Not at the piano
bar.
Yeah,
at the piano bar. This is what I love so much about conversations that we have at Phoenix Business Radio X. And Dory, you and I think we met through the first segment you were on with us at a show we used to have called Ladies Leadership Circle. We have Joanne Holland to thank for that introduction. I don't think we had met. Really didn't get to know each other until that segment, right?
Correct. Well, we had met once or twice at Women of Scottsdale, I believe.
Yes, I think so. But here's what's so neat, right? We get to really hear about who you are as people, as professionals, what you're passionate about, your mission, your purpose. And then equally important is this cool web that we all, you know, wind together as we get to know each other. And I think that you're already alluding to this, Jason, with your introduction to Arizona and businesses. That's how we do things in Arizona. We want to look out for each other. We want to help each other and make those wonderful connections and make sure that everybody prospers and grows. And I know you see that at Green Living Magazine with all the organizations, companies, and educational institutes that you work with as well, don't you?
Definitely. Yeah. We really are the conduit for green business.
Yep. You said that
business early.
Yep. Keep saying it to me. So people get it. I certainly do. All right. So the Simple Solutions Summit, Dory, let's talk about that. That as well. Who is it, something we can all participate in? Tell us a little bit more.
Anyone can participate and come to the Simple Solutions Summit. It's April 22nd. And how the event came to happen was we found that there was a need to bring together people from all over the state that want to learn more about sustainability. And so anybody, whether you're in Flagstaff or Tucson or here locally in what city you live in. And so we're doing a panel. It's going to kick off Mark Hartman, the Chief Sustainability Officer with the City of Phoenix.
Very
from
good.
The City of Phoenix is going to do the kickoff. And then we'll have a panel on fashion because fashion is the second dirtiest industry after oil and gas.
I've had fabric on several times. Is Angela a part of the conversation?
Yes.
So that's where I really learned how wasteful the industry as a whole can be. So I'm really happy to hear that that crew will be there.
Her partner, Sherry Berry, yes, will actually be on the
Very
panel.
Good.
And Happy Hour is a conduit for their Eco Fashion Week that we're having from 4 to 7.
Perfect. So again, this beautiful web, this tapestry of everybody coming together, and how great that you are really inviting Arizona, the entire state, to come in and participate. Is this the first year that you've done the summit? You might have already said that, but is this an ongoing?
This is our second year. We had our first one in 2016.
It's got to feel a little bit better doing it the second time around. And do you see this perhaps being an annual event or every couple of years? What are you thinking? Do you know yet?
Hopefully annually.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see if we can help you do that. Still looking for vendors or?
We're looking for, there's sponsorship opportunities and people are very welcome to attend. I want the City of Phoenix Council Chamber Halls to be packed. We have occupancy of 222, but we have standing room only, and we have an additional 136 that can be down in the basement watching through streaming. So,
and who ought to be there? Really, anybody, a resident, somebody who has a family, a brick and mortar business, online business, someone in education. It's really an event for everybody.
City officials, CEOs, C-level businesses, small business owners, to readers and consumers of the magazine, and people that just want to learn simple solutions that they can do in their everyday life, and that small solutions make big differences.
I think that's something that I remember from the first time we connected and I really got to be introduced to you and your magazine. You're all around education. It's not only the connections and helping get the word out about, you know, how things are best on the behalf of all the things you represent, but educating people is a big mission of yours, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, very good. How about the Upcycle Design Challenge and Happy Hour? You've spoken to a little bit. What else can you tell us about that particular event?
It's a fundraiser. We're partnering with Keep Phoenix Beautiful and four other nonprofits. So they'll be raising awareness about sustainable green business nonprofits. And then we're actually going to have 10 fashion designers that will be taking old clothing, or they went to Goodwill and found two products and they are upcycling it into another costume or outfit, whatever it may be. And then we have 10 models and it'll be a People's Choice Awards.
Oh, that's fun. Get people involved. People like doing that. They want to come and watch anyway, but when they get to have a say in how things go down, that's exciting. Yeah, very good.
And then the winner and runner-up will be featured in Green Living Magazine June issue.
Just like the EcoTank opportunity as well. Very smart. She's pretty darn savvy, isn't she? She knows her stuff. I know that after we did the segment with Joanne Holland, we had lunch not too long after that. Maybe it was breakfast. But I just remember leaving that that meeting with you and getting to know each other and just thinking, my gosh, just brilliant. Like just these ideas popping off and just really this kind heart around sustainability, wellness, everything that we need to be educated around as individuals and business owners. So thank you for everything that you do.
Oh, thank you, Karen. You're very sweet.
Well, very sincere as I share that accolade. So Ryan and Ashley, give us some examples, if you will. I know Ashley already provided one with the work that you're doing with your project as you finish up school. Are there other examples of business or projects that you're involved with that you can share?
Yeah, certainly. Well, Ashley, do you want to take the current projects?
Sure. So we're working with three businesses right now. First is the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess, and we're helping them with an employee carpooling app. So that's our first project. Our second project is working with the Green Chamber of Commerce to make a directory of green businesses. Our third project is with Stardust Building Supplies, and we're helping them to better measure the amount of waste that they're diverting from the landfill, because that's what they do, and they're doing great stuff. So
measure it,
yeah,
and be able to talk proudly about it, huh?
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, because they're a company that already, you know, is part of the circular economy, reduces waste that goes to the landfill. So having an accurate metric and a specific measurement of that is super important to be able to communicate that to the stakeholders for multiple reasons. So that's what we have currently right now. We've got a few projects in the pipeline that are going to be starting off potentially this summer and definitely next fall. And, you know, as I said, we worked with over 40 businesses, mostly businesses here that are local in the Valley and some that are throughout the country. But One notable one that I just want to recognize is Build Us Hope, which is another great local nonprofit. And HOPE stands for Housing Opportunities Provided for Everyone. And we partnered with them over the course of about 2 years to essentially bring sustainable tiny homes to the Phoenix area to house homeless veterans.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Tiny homes. They're all the rage right now.
They are the rage. We had a gentleman who's starting a tiny home company on with one of my shows called Scott Foundation Thought and Service Leaders. It's the work with foster kids. And darn it, if I can't remember the name of it, but I'll look it up and make sure they give him a shout out. Amazing young man. Okay. So those are the kinds of things that you're doing.
Yeah. So, you know, we've worked with private companies, public companies, city governments, nonprofits, startups, people with great ideas. You know, really our mission is just to connect students to those local businesses to collaborate and provide solutions, as, you know, as has been a common word that's come up. So, you know, that Build Us Hope project, the first one was more research and developing. What are the materials going to be? The walls, the windows, the fixtures, the appliances. How can we make a green supply chain? So that was a lot of research and a lot of putting together the actual blueprint, the actual pieces of those homes. And then once we had those pieces in place, the next project was, okay, now let's build those homes. And we spent about 6 to 10 months physically building tiny homes in the V13 pilot project that's just south of downtown Phoenix off of Madison and 13th Street. And we're happy and excited to share that just last fall, the first resident moved into the tiny home. And it's you know, not just those three homes, but it's the proving ground and sort of a pilot project, if you will, for a much larger vision, which Build Us Hope executive director and founder Elizabeth Singleton has, and the connections that she's making in Casa Grande and other areas of Phoenix and other areas of the state, because affordable housing is a big issue, and you know, sustainable development is a solution for that. So how can we look at micro homes or tiny homes that are sustainably sourced and that help our most vulnerable populations? So that's just one example. We've also worked with one of our first projects was with Orcutt Winslow, the local architecture firm, and we essentially helped to craft sustainable communication for their website and for their annual report. We've worked with Shaw Elementary School to implement pollinator gardens and moss wall and bug boxes and fun things to help provide sort of STEAM education for the students, that science, technology, engineering, arts, agriculture, and mathematics in there. So our projects vary, and ultimately what we want to do is help the business achieve their own sustainability goals. So we don't like to define that for them. We just provide the capacity and the energy to accomplish their own sustainability goals.
And that real world practice on behalf of the students. Are these both undergrad and graduate students then?
Yep. Mostly undergrad, a few graduate, and I think we've had one or two PhD students, but they're mostly super busy. So it's mostly undergrads.
Yeah.
At the moment.
All sorts of majors: business, sustainability, global health,
communication.
They don't have to just be in the School of Sustainability.
No. And, you know, that's a thing. Sustainability is interdisciplinary,
yes,
and transdisciplinary. And, you know, what we like to say is students just have to have a passion for sustainability, and they have to be able to view a business through that sustainability lens, which is, you know, that triple bottom line, the people, planet, prosperity aspect. So, you know, whether they are a senior and have, you know, almost all of their undergrad knowledge under their belt, or whether they're a freshman, we do provide training and curriculum and sort of get them up to speed and give them the tools and resources that they need to be successful so that those businesses can ultimately be successful.
Do the hours vary or the commitment? So if I'm a busy student and maybe I have a part-time or full-time job as well, and maybe even a family, you know, whatever my deal is, but I want to be involved, is there... like, kind of what is the criteria or the guardrails for someone who might be interested?
Basically, we just ask for 5 hours a week from the students, and it's up to them to carve out their own time, their own schedule, and for the project lead to work with the project partner to schedule meetings, or whether that be in person or on the phone. So we just ask for 5 hours a week from the students.
Great. Mm-hmm. And do you handle the matching of the businesses or the projects, or do folks on that end, the business or the organizational end, find the right match? You know what I mean? I mean, do you...
like putting the project teams together?
Yeah, how does that all come together?
So we have an on-campus student leadership team, and we have 7 different positions, being president, VP of operations, VP of projects. So it's the VP of projects role to work with the VP of recruitment and say, who's in the cohort this semester? What projects do we have?
Very good.
Be the liaison between the project partner and the students, put together those project teams, and then almost always project leads sort of step up and self-select themselves. And so, you know, we put together the project teams and then partner them with those local businesses.
Excellent. And how do the local businesses find out about you? So for our listeners, obviously, are usually professionals and business owners themselves. So how can we get them connected with you if they're interested in saying, hey, we've got a project that needs some help?
Well, the easiest way is to visit our website, which is glsolutions.org. And, you know, when we first got started in 2013, 2014, it was a lot of our mentors and friends that heard about what we were doing and wanted to help get us off the ground. So it was a lot of sort of local businesses that were within our network, within our family. We work closely with WSSI, which is the Walton Sustainability Solutions Initiative, and they kicked down some projects that were within the scope and time frame that students could work on. And we've been really fortunate over the last 6 or so years that, you know, we've sort of built a name for ourselves and have put ourselves out there to the point where we have project partners coming from left and right, reaching out to us, whether that be from a direct reference, from an introduction from one of our past project partners or a past donor or mentor. Or also we find people just find us on Google and find us on, you know, social media or whatever that is. So we're actually in a interesting, fortunate position where we have more projects, more businesses wanting to work with us than we have capacity to do so. So we're in a unique area right now where we're really looking to increase our capacity so we can increase our impact and help as many businesses as possible.
Very good. Ashley, back to you. What has this meant for you to be part of the foundation and have these opportunities? I mean, from a personal perspective, what, and even professional perspective from that matter.
Well, I can say that I was a part of Greenlight when I was an undergrad as well.
Oh, okay.
On projects, and it got me my job at the job that I have now, and, you know, my
which is
working at University Sustainability Practices at ASU. And I can say that my entire resume is sustainability projects now. And a lot of people leaving undergrad can't say that. You know, it's, you know, maybe that fast food place you worked at when you first, you know, when you first got your first job. So it's done so much for me. And you know, from a personal perspective, I think K through 12 sustainability curriculum and, you know, education in general, teaching people while they're young to have that sustainability perspective and understand those different spatial and temporal scales and that everything's connected, that your habits have consequences and you have the opportunity to do so much good.
We do have the potential to do so much good, don't we? I mean, look at your decision, Jason, having a great product already that people were in love with and then ended up making a vegan product and having people be even more ecstatic about it. As you work on your business, are you mindful of sustainable practices and that sort of thing? I mean, as we're kind of having this well-rounded conversation, what does some of this conversation mean to you personally?
With me, back home in Kentucky, and just like we do, everything is supported locally.
That's all right.
Everything
right
is
up on that mic.
So we just developed a new meal prep company as well. So we're using our local farmers, our local produce. We're using our local meat. And the way I feel about everything is if you spend the money inside the community, it's going to stay in the community.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's the biggest part of it, you know. So, and we also started a wing delivery service too. So not only are we using my sauce, we're using other companies out here that have hot sauce companies. I'm reaching out to them. I'm like, hey, let's go ahead and grab some of your stuff. Oh, sorry.
Yep. Here, just tilt that microphone up a little bit, like kind of toggles. There you go.
There you go.
Dory, you're going to have to stay with me now that you're my sound,
sound
check girl. She's like, Jason, move that microphone. Yeah. We want
to
hear
reaching out to different local companies and giving them avenues to showcase their talents as well.
Love this. So only Ryan and I had to have a chance to connect before y'all got here. And we were talking about conscious capitalism. Actually, I think Ashley was here for it, too. So as I said at the start of the show, Phoenix Business Radio X, our location sponsors, not only Max 6, this beautiful co-work space that we are fortunate to be part of, but also Conscious Capitalism of Arizona. And it's a chapter. It's part of an international movement. And everything that you just talked about, and really what we've all talked about today, stakeholder involvement, keeping everybody satisfied and involved and working towards a common mission, working with competitors and saying there's enough room for all of us to succeed, being careful with sustainable practices and taking responsibility for our earth and how we interact with it, and not only our own mind, body, and spirit, and how we have control and able to make decisions and be whoever we want in this world. That's everything that we're about when it comes to conscious capitalism. I would be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the international conference that will be taking place at Wild Horse Pass towards the end of the month. I believe it's the 23rd, 24th, and 25th. We'll be broadcasting live from that. And it is an opportunity for companies and organizations, educational leaders from all over the world coming and having these kinds of conversations. When I asked you, Jason, what does this mean for you? Like, bam, you just knew what that meant. And that's what we're doing. We invite people to come up, out with us and enjoy us on join us on April 17th. I know Dory and Dan are coming, and I've invited Ryan and Ashley. You're invited to now, Jason.
Thank you.
Right here at Mac 6, April 17th from 6 to 8 p.m. I think we're expecting about 300 to 400 business owners and leaders in our community so that we can share examples of how important it is for us to reach across the aisle and help each other out, right? And mm-hmm. be mindful of who we are as a community, who we are as an individual business owner, and not leaving anybody behind, or mm-hmm. you know, or leaving a big mess behind us as we trudge forward. And when we talk about the fashion industry, right? Thank goodness for the folks over at Fabric who are saying, we want to make a significant difference. We want to shift the way this industry works, and they're doing it. Yeah, one designer at a time, one event at a time. This is all fascinating. Ashley or Ryan, can either of you talk a little bit more about the types of jobs and careers that Greenlight Solutioneers, is that how I say the term? Solutioneers,
yes.
Kind of like Imagineers. My brother was an Imagineer
exactly.
at Disney yep. for years. He's now left, and now he's over at NBC and Universal Studios. But anyway, Solutioneers, Greenlight Solutioneers, where do they typically go after graduating? What are they doing?
They're doing all types of work. So we see them in, you know, again, private sector, public sector. Some are navigating the sustainability fields in local government. Some are continuing their education in master's or PhD programs. Others are starting their own companies as entrepreneurs. A couple of notable companies that some alumni have worked for are Wholesome Harvest, which is a organic produce grower and distributor down in Nogales. We've had alumni work for Solar City, for Abbott Labs, for Subway in their global sustainability office. And a number of other businesses, sort of American Airlines and
sustainability at Dell mm-hmm. and PepsiCo.
Yep, yep.
Good. All the big and small companies, everybody in between.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Really good. Any like questions that any of you have for each other as we're getting to know each other? I always like to say at the beginning of our segment while you're thinking.
Did you bring any buffalo sauce?
Yeah, man, I brought some, but I don't know if she's going to share any yet or not.
I think I left it in the kitchen. I went to go get water for a couple of you.
Oh, my gosh, it may be gone. Because if anybody
Seriously, can you slide that door open and make sure no one snagged my hot sauce and take them out if they did? You go find that hot sauce. No. Because the kitchen, if you leave something in the kitchen here, and if you leave it on the counter, people think it's free because that's really? Usually the case, right? So, oh my goodness, I got so excited about bringing you guys into the studio. I think I left my hot sauce out there. Shame on me. Where do we find your hot sauce? I mean, you mentioned several stores, but if I'm a direct consumer, how do I get it?
The best place to find it is on my website. It's jupiterrings.com. It's only, I think, $6, $5.99. And if you order over $10, you get free shipping, and that's everywhere. So that's all over the world. I ship it. Australia, England, Canada. Wow. I have customers in several different countries. So,
and how long have you been doing this? I mean, it's where it's, you know, Laura, you said you got serious about it. How long?
I'll say, September of last year.
Get out.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I feel like this is the year. Shark Tank story without the Shark Tanks. Doesn't it feel like that? Several times I've been thinking, have you seen the show Shark Tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, who hasn't? I mean, at least, you know.
I think that's where the term eco tank comes from.
Yeah.
I gathered mm-hmm. as much. I mean,
like,
I love it.
Kept, right?
That's good. That's yes. really good. But we're borrowing everything. Solutioneers and mm-hmm.
eco tanks.
Hey, there's no original thought. And it's always the highest compliment when you steal or borrow something, right? Mm-hmm. So, hey, why not? Okay, so Dan's back. Is my hot sauce out there?
Good. Okay.
It is?
I think she wants it.
I know. Can you go bring it in here so that when
I would love to try it.
Yeah. Actually, yes. Can we just like dip our finger in it? We can.
yeah, you can definitely try it.
You're looking at me like I'm going to open the jar for you.
Yeah, I can open it myself. Yeah.
Good answer. I'm happy to share because I know I'm going to need more. How cool is it that when people – thank you, Dan. We're putting Dan to work. Hey, it's been a couple weeks since you've been here, so I have to put you to work because I love it. And I am so pleased – he doesn't have a mic, but Dan, I am so thrilled to see you again, man. It just is so good. And isn't he just a good gem over at Green Living Magazine, Dory?
He is amazing.
Yeah. And I think, well, so Ryan, tell your story. I know Jason told a story about Punkin' Dan when he said he's not him. But Ryan, you mentioned too that you had already connected with Dory. We're thinking about this event. And then you met Dan too, right? Tell us that story.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. We got an email from Green Living inviting us to apply for the EcoTank competition. And then 2 days later, Ashley and I were out at Mesa Community College at their Earth Forward event, part of Earth Month. And we met Dan, who was another vendor tabling out there, and he came by and handed us a magazine and talked about the EcoTank and invited us again. So it just sort of seemed like the stars were aligning with Green Living and with this EcoTank coming up at the Solutions Summit event. And then Dan and I got lunch at Chop Shop with Dory, I think, last week, and all of a sudden, here we are.
Tori does a lot of lunches. And yeah. Don't you? I mentioned I got to do that with her last year. Jason mentioned it. Now you're mentioning it.
I love to eat.
Good. As long as it's pescatarian. Right. Very yes. good. Did you see that my jar is vegan?
That is awesome.
Yeah. And we'll open this.
Sometimes
after this
it turns a lot of people off when they see the vegan, but then come to find out they like the vegan more than my original.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you're offering both still.
Yeah, I have an original and then I have a vegan.
Yeah.
And I like when I do demos and samplings and meet and greets, you know what I'm saying? I give a person a chance to try both. And some people are like, oh, vegan, no. And then I'll trick them and put my vegan stuff in. Oh, this is so amazing. I want some. And I'm like, you know, I got you with the nice. Vegan. I'm like, oh, shucks. Well, give it to me. Anyway.
You just like messing with people, yeah. don't you? Does he do that?
Yeah,
he messes
that's
with people.
I got too many kids not to mess with people. That's the fun part of my life.
I love it. Yes. I've got the same. In fact, Facebook, my Facebook followers get to hear about my little guy all the time because he's constantly keeping me
really?
Busy and punking me all the time. You got to tell me about the label and the name, Jupiter Rings. So first, where did Jupiter Rings come from?
Well, in my household, I guess we're all entrepreneur-minded, you know what I'm saying? My wife, she has her own hair salon, so she's our own entrepreneur.
I was going to ask, because you said both of you are running your own businesses.
Yes.
So hair, a stylist. Okay, yes. Very good.
And my son, he has a clothing line, and he has a different logo, and that's what me and him started out doing. It didn't make too much in sales, you know what I'm saying, because I didn't really know anything about it. So we developed Jupiter Rings, and the actual original logo has the planet Jupiter with the rings going around it and, like, the rings dripping down with blood and stuff. And the J in Jupiter really stands for Jason, and the R in rings really stands for Rashad, and that's my son's name. So
love it.
That's how we kind of came up with that.
And he's how old?
He's 16.
And he's loving this? This is
Yeah, he's, I guess.
He's also 16.
Yeah, that's what you can say. Yeah.
Right, we'll leave it at that. Very good. And the idea for the bottle, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about packaging or what are any stories there?
There's really no big story there. Everything with my company, me and my kids and my wife do ourselves. We don't outsource anything. We buy our bottles locally now, and then we have an actual label company here that's local that we use. But everything when it comes to my recipe, no one else knows it. We bottle it and package it ourselves in a commercialized kitchen. So
love it.
It doesn't go through anybody else's hands.
So proud of you. So excited.
I bet you're going to be looking at packaging now that you're connected with all of us and maybe seeing if you can lower your carbon footprint a little bit. Maybe
I'm
just
trying to, man,
hint,
but
hint, hint,
it's
hint.
Hard. It's
Dory.
Hard. My head be ready to pop
check
off
mark
sometimes.
For Dory. Good job. Hey, and I need to ask, I think Dory, I know you're familiar with the organization. Are you all members of Local First Arizona involved with them?
I'm actually getting ready to become a member of Local First here in the next couple of weeks.
Very good. How about you guys at the
foundation?
We're
not yet members, but...
But you're familiar with them?
Very familiar. And actually, one of our alumni currently works for them.
Oh, very good. So
yeah.
Thomas Barr, who's the executive director,
yeah.
And Kimber has been on with us several times. But Thomas is starting, and I don't know that Dan knows this yet, but they're starting their show with us 3 times a month. And it's going to be, good Arizona businesses, Arizona good businesses. And we are very excited. I believe the first segment is the very last day or the second to last day of the month.
Cool.
And then they'll be on, I believe, sorry, Thomas, I don't have this right. I think it's the first Monday. They'll do all of the segments and then we'll just push them out. So we're very excited to be partnering with them. And for those of you that are not familiar with Local First Arizona, it's all around, obviously, keeping the money here locally, right? You've mentioned that, Jason, several mm-hmm. times. We love that when businesses and organizations, both Green Living Magazine as well as Green Light Solutions Foundation, you're committed to helping people find better ways to do things, sometimes more cost effective, certainly in the long run, but also for sustainability. So it's great that we can all have that conversation. I know that's very near and dear to Thomas and Kimber's heart over at Local First Arizona as well.
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
Local First Arizona is a big partner with Green Living Magazine, and we work with Thomas and Kimber and then Helene from their sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Good to know. Oh, my goodness. So great. All right. So we're going to round out the segment here in just the next couple of minutes. How can our listeners support Green Light's mission, either Ashley or Ryan?
There's a number of ways. I think, you know, for businesses, you can apply to work with us. You can go on our website and check out the project application. You know, we'd love to talk about opportunities to help. Maybe it's improving your packaging or, you know, lowering that carbon footprint or whatever your sustainability goal is. Reach out to us and let's have a conversation about what that can look like and maybe get a project started for this fall or for 2020. And then obviously as a nonprofit, we're looking for financial support. So this is donors and sponsors and funders that are going to help us get to that next level and help us increase our capacity to increase our impact. So those are two of the most primary ways. And all of that information can be found on our website, glsolutions.org, as well as by following us on social media.
Very good.
You can also attend our Solutionaire Showcase on April 25th. All of that information is found on our website as well.
And tell us about the Solutionaire's Showcase.
Yeah, so the Solutionaire Showcase is when all of the projects for the semester showcase about what they've been working on all semester. And a lot of community members come, all of our project partners. And it's a really fun event every semester.
There will be food.
Yes.
Hey, Dory. Dory will be there.
Yes, I'll be there.
Maybe we can get some buffalo sauce there.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yes, let's hope.
Maybe he could sample some of his amazing buffalo sauce.
If honestly, if you want to set up a table, you're more than welcome to come.
Hey, I'm always down. All right. Man.
Excellent.
We'll be in touch. Great.
And I'm going to issue a challenge, a fun invitation to come back if you take Ryan up on working, and even Dory for that matter, since she planted the seed. But if you progress to where you're looking at some more sustainable practices and lowering your carbon footprint, and you happen to work with these organizations, let's come back and do a follow-up segment on that conversation. Even,
absolutely,
you know, 2 years from now, 6 months from now, I don't know how that all works, but please keep me in the back of the mind that this is where it was decided first. Bum, bum,
yeah.
Yeah.
Seeds are planted.
Yes, the seed has been planted. Awesome. I love it. And Green Light, what do you have in store beyond 2019? Anything we haven't thought about to speak to that our listeners would want to know about?
In short, we're just going to, you know, continue doing what we do and expand our impact. We're looking to start new chapters, both at local community colleges.
I didn't want to ask, but I was hoping you'd say that.
Ask
so this is this is building. This is additional community colleges, maybe even outside of the state, influencing other universities, that
absolutely
sort of thing.
Yeah.
And to Ashley's point, I think it was Ashley who said it, the K-12 really helping to bring in more STEAM conscious awareness.
Yeah. So, you know, first and foremost, we've essentially proved a successful model at ASU of a student-led chapter working with local businesses. And what we're doing now is talking to other community colleges, other universities in the state and out of the state on how to start their own student chapter on campus there. And pretty much all you need is at least 5 students, one faculty advisor, and one local business to get the ball rolling and start implementing sustainable solutions. Sort of what you were alluding to and what Ashley's talking about working with, you know, K-12 or younger students is that, you know, sustainability education is not just for college students. It should be for all students and part of the general educational process. So to be honest, it's only been recently, the last year or so, that we've sort of been tossing around this idea of how can we still fulfill our mission and do it in a different way, in a more diverse way. So whether that be, you know, small 2-3-4 week boot camps with businesses, or whether it be, you know, in-class sessions with K-12, which I know is mm-hmm. Ashley's passion, we're really starting to explore those opportunities. And, you know, which is why we need funding and staff capacity to do all the things that we've got our vision on.
So I'm on the board for Treasures for Teachers organization. I don't know if you're familiar with
yeah.
them. Yeah, you should be. And mm-hmm. are you, Dory? Do you know Treasures for Teachers?
Very well.
Yeah, I would hope so, because
yeah,
obviously they're amazing. And if you're not connected directly with Barbara Blalock, who's the executive director, I have a feeling that there are plenty of projects that we, if we can get on your list of organizations and businesses who need help. I know that, you know, you can never have too much help. And for our mm-hmm. listeners who are not familiar with Treasures for Teachers, it's an organization. It's a membership base, but only $35 a year. You can't beat that. And teachers all over the state, typically K-12, more usually K-8, they can come and buy and or get for free amazing school supplies, furniture, everything from puppets, brand new puppets, to maybe gently used, to pencils, to erasers. I always reach out to my son's teacher. This is his last year in elementary school. He's in the fifth grade. I'll say, hey, I'm going to board meeting. What do you need? And she'll give me a list. I need a ream of paper. I need pencils. Hey, I know this is kind of crazy, but would they have toilet paper rolls? Remember when we were in elementary school, there was at least one or seven projects with empty toilet paper rolls. Mm-hmm. They actually have a huge bin of paper towels. Rolls and toilet paper rolls. And I'm like, yep, I can take care of that for you. I mean, everything, felt pens to you name it, again, furniture. And they have partners like Staples and Office Max and Joann's. Mm. And she's doing exactly what we're talking about here. It started out in her garage, I think 10 years ago, where she just knew that we needed to find a way to help businesses get rid of the things that they no longer needed, help our classrooms with tangible items so kids could learn and keep the cost low so teachers weren't spending their paycheck on those hands-on projects all the time. So I'm glad you're already in connection with Treasures for Teachers. And I had a feeling, Dory, that you were too as well.
Great company.
I think she may even be at the Simple Solutions Summit.
Oh, I hope so.
Because she works with Keep Phoenix Beautiful a lot.
We do, or they do, I should say. I sometimes use the word we, and I don't do nearly as much as I should with them because I'm so darn busy. All right. So I would love, as we wrap up this segment, for each of you, if you have something else that you want to mention, kind of a last thought, maybe even one around, you know, sustainability and doing good for our earth and our community, that would be great. And then one more time, where we can find you, your website, maybe a shout out again to these great events that we have coming up, and where we can find you on social media. I'm gonna look at Ryan first. Can you kick it off for us and close it down?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I actually I was looking at my phone because I want to read this quote that I saw earlier this week at Tempe Climate Action Plan meeting. And it reads, it's from a book called Climate of Hope. And it reads, each part of the problem of climate change has a solution that can make our society healthier and stronger. I've heard the word solutions thrown around a lot. Also, it's in our name, the Solutions Summit coming up. So, you know, when we talk about the challenges and issues of climate change, you know, a lot of people think about the environment and how can we, you know, save the trees, save the polar bears. And, you know, what we do at Greenlight and what I do personally, I think, is try and help people understand it's about the people. And, you know, one of those three pillars of people, planet, prosperity is us, all of us sitting here in this room in our society. So, you know, that's ultimately what our mission is to help people embrace all three pillars. Yes, that's including prosperity and that financial aspect of it, but also being mindful, how are we impacting our people? How are we impacting the community, employees, stakeholders, customers, and obviously the environment and our natural resources and Mother Earth, which provides everything for us, from the air to the water to every single thing that we have as beings. So that's a little, I'll step off my pedestal there.
No, but I love it. I was going to say, mic drop, we're done.
Mic drop.
Like, we don't need to say anything else, right?
Yeah. Well, and then I just want to express gratitude again to Dan and to Dory and to you, Karen, for having us on here. This is a great opportunity. We'd love to be back if possible. And again, the Solutioner Showcase is on Thursday, April 25th. You can find us online at glsolutions.org. That's Greenlight Solutions Foundation. And you can find us on all of the social medias.
Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here. Jason, Dory, I think Ashley, maybe if you have something to share as well, we'd love to hear from
you. He shut it down.
He did. How do you
And then y'all put me right after him, so I don't have no comeback for it.
Well, tell us where we can find you again. I know you already mentioned your
right
website.
Right now, you can find me on the website. I mean, on my website is jupiterrings.com here locally.
Anybody doing social media? Your son, your wife, you?
I'm doing social media. I do Instagram as jupiterringssky. It's KY at the end for the abbreviation of Kentucky, and Instagram won't let me change it for some odd
reason.
That's
all right. That'll work. That's where your roots are. So yeah.
It's Jupiter Rings.
KY,
but it reads Jupiter Rings Sky.
Okay. Oh, so of course. Sure.
But
okay.
This weekend, if y'all want to come and try my sauce, I'm actually doing the Scottsdale Culinary Festival Saturday and Sunday. And my plans for the future, I'm going to be in Sprouts in 2020 nationwide.
Good for you.
Got a lot of other things in the works. And
so let's get this segment over because I got work to do.
She's like, I'm talking.
No, you're not. I was thinking that you were going to tell me, let's wrap this up.
I actually got to go to, tonight will be at EOS Fitness in Avondale off Dysart Road between 5 and 8 doing a demo for my buffalo sauce and the meal prep. So
That's brilliant. The meal prep and going out and doing demonstrations at places where folks are health conscious.
Yeah.
So smart.
Because it's overall healthy for you at the end of the day. A lot of people think that eating healthy has to mean pretty much forcing yourself to eat without it being tasty and flavorful.
Right. And we'd think that we'd have to give up our, you know, right. our sauce. So I love that you're out there and you're educating folks and making sure that, yeah, very, very happy to have you. And very, I'm going to covet this bottle.
Yeah.
I'm going to pretend like
it's really good with, on cauliflower and carrots and celery.
Okay.
It's tasty.
And I have a garden. I'm growing my own little garden. And in fact, Ryan and I talked about Bambox produce. They were here. Do you know Bambox?
I do.
Okay. Do you know Bambox yet? Okay. We need to introduce you to them. Mm-hmm. They were just on last week, so I got to talk about my garden and growing microgreens,
hydroponically.
Thank you. you are staying, Dory. You're going to need you. I'm going to need you.
Hired.
Love it. Not that you have time for anything else. So, Ashley, any lasting thoughts? And good luck to you with your, the last couple weeks of school.
Thanks so much.
What else do you have to share?
What else do I have to share? I guess just if you're either a local business or even just someone that has some sort of passion for sustainability, we also need mentors for our projects, professional mentors for our students. And whether you're a student, you know, there's just enough room in the green light community for everybody. So
very good.
Just reach out.
We most definitely will. Do you know where you're going after you graduate? Like, have you landed somewhere yet? Are you allowed to share that?
You know, I'm hoping to go full time with Greenlight because there's just so much vision there and we're really excited for the future. So.
Oh, good. So happy to hear that. And Dory, we have you to thank along with Dan, who's now a partner on your, not partner, but a teammate. I'm giving him an advancement. He's now partner, Dory. You didn't know that. But tell us again where we can find Green Living Magazine and how we can get involved and equally important, support your mission.
Our website is greenlivingaz.com. The magazine can be picked up at Sprouts or Fry's or 600 other locations.
Only 600?
The Valley.
Tempe
and then
Farmers
we're
Market.
In.
That's where I get it.
Tempe Farmers Market. That's where Ryan
gets his. Tucson and Flagstaff, Sedona, Prescott as well. But vegan restaurants, coffee shops, anywhere like that, anything healthy, yoga, wellness studios. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Definitely come check us out at the Simple Solutions Summit, which is on our Facebook page and on our website as well. And I would highly recommend subscribing to the print or digital magazine. And if you want to advertise, check out Daniel Liguori. Find him on LinkedIn and connect with him, and he can help you become one of our marketing partners.
Very good. Oh, my goodness. Such a rich conversation. And again, y'all are welcome back again for another segment or two down the road. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X, broadcasting live from within the Max 6 and Conscious Capitalism Arizona studio. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki. Thanks for listening.